AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. No chance of any survivors. That's what an official in Nepal is saying now that they found a U.S. Marine helicopter and three bodies. The chopper disappeared while on an earthquake relief mission. Our Binaj Gurabacharia is in Nepal.
Nepalese Army helicopters searching for the missing U.S. Marine helicopter since Tuesday located the wreckage of the U.S. Marine helicopter this morning and spotted at least three bodies.
There were six Marines on board that helicopter and two Nepalese soldiers. Amtrak says it takes full responsibility for the train derailment in Philadelphia that killed eight people. Investigators have said the train sped up to 106 miles per hour as it approached a curve in the tracks. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt.
Seconds, mere seconds into the turn, we could see the train tilting approximately 10 degrees to the right. And then the recording went blank.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter is again appearing to cast blame on the train engineer, asking why the train was going so fast. The NTSB will talk to the engineer within the next few days. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will personally hear Tom Brady's appeal in the Deflategate scandal. Brady's been suspended for four games, but our sports writer Jim Litke says he's hired some heavy legal talent.
I'd be surprised if that actually stands. Jeffrey Kessler, who Brady has just added to his legal team, is probably the smartest sports lawyer that I know, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it turn out to be a two-game suspension in the long run.
Police in New Orleans say a woman shot her two young children, then killed herself inside an SUV. They say the vehicle apparently belongs to a woman who had told her mother she was suicidal, had a gun, and might harm her children. This is AP Radio News. If you're visiting Washington, leave your drone at home. That's the stern warning from the head of the FAA after a man was taken into custody while flying a drone outside the White House. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani on what the Secret Service is saying.
The agency says the drone is about the size of an iPad and was being flown roughly 100 feet over Lafayette Park, just across from the White House's north fence. Officers detained the man and asked him to land the drone, which Washington police later declared safe. From a picture released by the Secret Service, the drone looks to be a commercial model that sells for less than $1,000. The incident comes about 4 months after an off-duty government worker piloted a quadcopter drone that landed on the White House lawn. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Google says the latest version of its driverless car needs no gas pedal or steering wheel. They're going to test it on public roads this summer. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.